coincide in Germany and Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network, please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate, send the fundage, keep free speech alive for your children and grandchildren. You can mail your check or money order payable to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664, 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. And this has been approximately 2 years since the late great John Stadtmiller passed away, and we're doing a book drive. For every $100 that you donate, you get a book from John Stadtmiller's library. This week, it's By Way of Deception, The Making and Unmasking of a Mossad Officer. If you want to get in the running to win this book, donate $100. Everybody that donates $100, they will pick from you, and you have a chance to win this book from his library. So please donate to the aforementioned address and phone number. This is your Tuesday night broadcast, The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Dr. Patrick Slattery, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on. And I do remember 2 years ago getting a call from Julie. This is, I was pulling out of my driveway, taking Mr. T to a therapy session, and hearing the news, it was a big shock. It was very sudden.
Yeah, but, the Patriot community lost a great voice, and you can still hear John's archives playing at 10 p.m. Central Time Monday through Thursday after my show. Mike plays archives of the great late John Stadtmiller. If you want to catch that, it's good listening. So tonight I want to cover, well, of course, we've got the Israel-Palestine thing. First of all, let's get this out in the open. Apparently they've released the manifesto from the tranny that shot up the Christian school in Nashville. And in the manifesto, he, she, it, whatever, allegedly wrote that they were targeting privileged white children, you know, in a private school. So this doesn't exactly match the narrative that we would think, right? What we're looking for is a white supremacist, white nationalist, false flag that shoots up some brown people or something to blame, you know, MAGA Trump supporters or Russian supporters or whatnot. But this has been released, and I want to discuss this just a little bit. If you would allow me to put forth a hypothesis. Mm-hmm. So this shooting, whether it's real or not, and you and I discussed it, it really doesn't matter whether it was crisis actors, whether it was organic, or whether it was partially faked, maybe people did die. It doesn't matter. What are they going to make out of it? What are they going to take and do with this? They, meaning the Jewish-controlled, Jewish-dominated system that we're under, okay? This, to me, is very similar to the Las Vegas shooting, where this old man allegedly drug an arsenal up multiple floors of a hotel and shot up right-wing MAGAPEDs at a Jason Aldean concert in Vegas. The target was right-wing white people, right? That's what's common in both. Another thing that's common is both the shooters, the tranny and the Vegas shooter, the alleged Vegas shooter, were experiencing mental health disorders and on some sort of, you know, mind-altering medication. So there you have red flag laws. With the Vegas shooting, we had bumper stock things going on. That and the Parkland shooting under Trump, you know, prompted a ban of bumper stock, you know, things that you could attach to a semi-automatic weapon to make it fire rapidly and faster. So here's what I'm getting at. This is targeting white people. This is targeting right-wing Christian white people. If I were to take a stab at it, I would say that this was intended. What they're using this for in the Nashville shooting manifesto is to get white people to agree and go along with red flag laws. And because, I mean, very, very quickly after the tranny shooter in Nashville manifested, you had Governor Lee in Tennessee, who normally would be right-wing, pro-gun, you know, and all the pro-right-wing stuff. He was ready and willing to sign on to red flag laws in Tennessee. And these can be very nefarious and open to much interpretation, right? So since it was targeting white Christians in this Nashville case, it's gaining the sympathy of people of on the right wing to try to get them to say, yeah, we do need red flag laws. We do need this. You see where I'm going with that? And what does that open up? What sort of Pandora's box does that open up? Who can be red flagged? I mean, obviously people with mental deficiencies, and we would agree that that should be the case. But what if you're just a person that thinks that Israel is genociding Palestinians? Maybe people that even go even further out and say they support Hamas in their zeal, you know, to voice their opposition against Israel genociding children in Palestine. Maybe people that would say they're pro-Russian in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Any of these categories could be placed under a red flag law. And your family member or neighbor could report you if you're such a person that, you know, buys into or expresses these sort of sentiments. What do you think of that, Patrick?
Well, that's, if you've got the governor of Tennessee already talking as if, yeah, maybe we do need some sort of red flag laws after all. Well, that shows that, and that happened today just after the manifesto was leaked. Well, it's, it could be looked at as a silver lining in a cloud. It could be looked at as making lemons out of lemonade out of lemons. I mean, I think the shooting, the reason we didn't hear anything about this shooting for months after it happened was because it didn't fit the narrative. It wasn't immediately useful in anti-whiteness. So you do have that. I mean, I think that so this tranny apparently was somebody who was a former student at that school, correct? I believe he was a former.
As far as I know.
Yeah. I think he was a former student at the school that he shot up. He was would have been a misfit. And, you know, it's a Christian school, but being not a public school, it you'd have to pay a tuition. I don't know. Last time I checked, tuition at the Catholic school in my area is close to $20,000 a year when, you know, it used to be less, but in this manifesto, yeah, he was calling the people he was planning on killing, you know, privileged white kids. He was also calling them faggots, right? Wasn't he calling them faggots?
I think that was in there. Again, you know, we're looking for a white nationalist terrorist false flag, but we're jumping the gun. Because, you know, if they come down with that, all of a sudden there's too many rednecks with guns, right? They need to do a series of false flags where they're able to take the guns away from as many people as possible. That's the theory that I'm putting forth to you, is that this type of thing, whether it was planned or not, you know, it doesn't matter. You made a very good case that it doesn't matter, you know, what it was. It's what they're going to do with it. It's what the system's going to do with it and manipulate people. So currently it looks like they're manipulating the right wing, and they're saying, look at this tranny, you know, leftist targeting Christians. You need to agree, right wing, to going along with red flag laws and banning, you know, weapons of military grade that could be used to, you know, fight back against the government in a Second Amendment type scenario. That's what it looks like to me is what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, my assumption about this case is that I haven't done a whole lot of research because I'm not that interested in mass shootings. But my assumption is that this was a mentally ill person, like often is the case. He's somebody who's mentally ill, and he resented his old school because you know, tranny, who would think that a tranny might ever get teased, that somebody like that might ever get teased or just not fit in? So They went and shot it up. And, you know, I heard Nick Fuentes' show that he did. I guess it was from last night. And he was talking about it. And, of course, he operates in a different sphere from us. You know, I'll hear him say, I never hear anybody talk about such. I never hear, except for me and Andrew Anglin, nobody talks about Jewish powers. Really? I mean, like half of us here at RBN and David Duke and Kevin McDonald and like a bunch of people, but we're not in his generation, right? So he doesn't know what the boomers, what older people are saying, the older generation are saying, or to the extent he does, you know, it's like I'm sure he read David Duke's book. He reads a lot, but that's all history or something. But at any rate, one of the points he was making, which is a fair point, is that I guess in the Zoomer sphere or the millennial sphere, there are a lot of people who will say, well, just imagine if it had been a Christian who went in and shot up a bunch of trannies. What if the shoe was on the other foot, huh? And he's saying, well, yeah, what if the shoe was on the other foot? I mean, he says he gets sick and tired of hearing, what if the shoe was on the other foot? Because then it begs the question, you know, well, why won't they talk about it? Well, because you've got a media that's run by Jews that are trying to destroy white people. That's why they won't talk about it. When whites are the victim, they don't want to talk about it because they are fundamentally against whites. The Jewish power structure is fundamentally against whites. So he says that. That's true. And so he's complaining about people like, I guess, Matt Walsh or I don't know who else. He names names and they're people I've never heard of because I don't pay attention to most of the young people on the internet. But here's something else I think that is worth thinking about. Okay. All right. So he was a mentally ill person. Well, and he's a tranny. Does mental illness produce trannies? Do trannies produce mental illness? Or is it a chicken? Is it an egg? Is it like a chicken omelet, right? It kind of a mixture of the two. There's such, obviously, if you want to transition, that's a sign of mental illness. But then also you've got a society that is pushing trannyism on people. And maybe some people who aren't really mentally ill, but just want to be cool, they start getting into the whole tranny thing, and that could maybe that turns them mentally ill. You know, there's some questions that people aren't really talking about as much, and I think those are interesting. Finally, one last thing is we do have a very mentally ill society. I mean, our society is completely destabilized. People on drugs, massive numbers of people on psychiatric medicine. People are really screwed up. Our society is really screwed up. And I honestly, I don't see why anybody would be surprised that there's an increase in mass shootings. I don't see why people want to feel the need to assume that all the mass shootings are somehow fake or false flags. I'm not in the least bit surprised. And I had a friend who's since passed away of cirrhosis of the liver, but he, some years ago, he was facing bankruptcy. He was facing eviction from his house. And actually, another of his friends and I, we had set him up with a way forward, but he couldn't understand that. He had been suicidal for years, and it was like the day before his eviction, we're trying to get him out of the house. And then he pulls a gun, right? He pulls a gun. Now, he wasn't aggressive to me. But he was either going to kill himself or he was going to walk out and try to do like death by cop, because cops were outside. And I had to wrestle the gun out of his hand, which I was able to do. I don't want to do it. Don't want to have to do it again. And I could do it partly because he was somebody with, you know, he's an alcoholic, he had cirrhosis, and he wasn't in very good shape. But so I'm like not trying to make myself into a hero or something. But the thing is, if we had a government that we could trust, a government that had our best interests at heart, there would be a good reason to have some sort of mechanism for keeping guns away from people who are suicidal and potentially death by cop, you know, suicide by cop or that type of thing. Unfortunately, we don't have a government like that. And we're in a situation where the good that could be done by having a system that could preemptively remove weapons from mentally ill people, the good that could be done from that is outweighed by the harm that could be inflicted on us. Did you catch that?
Well, what I'm getting at is that define mentally ill. I think what the end game here is, if I can just speak plainly, is they're saying, yes, we need to preemptively remove weapons from people who are mentally ill. That's the red flag laws. But they're going to define mentally ill as people that speak out against Jewish power or that support Palestinians in the Israeli-Palestine genocide, or that say Russia, you know, did nothing wrong and, you know, we don't need to support Ukraine. That's the type of people that they're going to target. Yeah. People that say we don't want massive immigration and white displacement. That's the type of people they're wanting to target. That's what I'm seeing the end game is. You know, I covered last night on Department of Homeland Security. They have a grant program. It's called the Terrorist Monitor Grant Program, Domestic Violence Extremist. And it's a program which regular people can get paid money by the government to monitor their friends, family, and neighbors and report them. This in conjunction with the red flag laws. What I'm getting at, Patrick, is what all these shootings have in common. You know, this tranny shooting in Nashville, Parkland, the Vegas shooting, even Uvalde, you had military-grade weapons being involved. So there's a push to ban these military-grade weapons. And you had people, individual shooters, that were mentally unstable and being monitored by the FBI or local police. And in the cases of the Vegas shooting at the Aldean concert and the Nashville shooting with a Christian school, you have white right-wingers, Christians being targeted. You know, the majority of people at that Aldean concert in Vegas were MAGApedes. And this they're doing to get right wingers on board with this. The move is take the guns away under whatever means necessary by deeming, you know, pro-white MAGApedes as mentally unstable and a red flag. And then you crack down. Then they're going to do the white nationalist shooting flat false flags.
You know, well, when they crack down. Yeah, I see the logic to what you're saying.
Yes.
But I don't see like people who have been opposed to red flag laws or people who are opposed to gun grabbing, what have you. I don't see them being persuaded by mass shootings of, you know, like some mass shootings of white people by trannies or colored people. I don't see that because already we've got.
And I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chill me to the bone.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me. by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You
shootings of, you know, like some mass shootings of white people by trannies or colored people. I don't see that, because already we've got, you know, whites are killed by blacks in street crime in big numbers. And,
it's not being pushed by the media. If I may interject,
yeah,
what you're talking about. White genocide of black and black crime is not being pushed. The media is pushing this. Tranny shoots up Christian kids to the hilt, and they're trying to get the sympathy of white Christians to say, yeah, maybe we do need red flag laws. And they don't know how that's going to backfire on them.
Yeah, well, I mean, this, my understanding is that, you know, this happened in the summer, a few months ago, and we didn't hear anything about it. And then somebody purposely leaked it, and so I think that's what's going on now, is more damage control than anything else. You know, obviously there is a push. There's a lot of pressure to effectively repeal the Second Amendment. There's a lot of pressure. Whether there's false flag shootings or not, aside from that, there's just a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure. And there are going to be shootings, because we've got a very mentally ill society, a completely mentally ill society, and we've got a lot of crime. So there's going to be shootings. I mean, I don't see why having a few more shootings here and there is going to make a difference. There is pressure, and there's going to remain pressure. There's a lot of money behind this. You had somebody, but I guess Bloomberg, right? The Michael Bloomberg, didn't he sink a huge amount of money into gun control, electioneering, and nonprofits and whatnot?
Yeah, of course. That's his modus operandi. People like him. Jews like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is that, you know, I'm not even questioning what the shootings were, whether they were false flags. I mean, personally, I think they were some sort of false flag. But I'm not even going there. I'm going with what they're doing with it,
yeah,
what they're doing with the aftermath. Let's assume that all of these were organically, you know, just shootings and people that just broke. Okay, let's assume that. What they're doing with it is what matters.
Yeah.
And they are doing massive gun grabs. Because let's face it, There's a huge difference in these military grade ARs and regular hunting rifles or 12 gauges or pistols. There's a huge difference. You know, conservatives want to do this whole spiel where, oh, there's, you know, every rifle can be an assault rifle. Well, I mean, that's true. You know, you can have an assault hammer. You know, you can hit someone in the head with a hammer and that becomes an assault hammer. But that's not the point. The point is the system fears the public. Now, do I think that the American populace, the right wingers, the rednecks are going to overthrow the government? No, I just don't think that's a thing. I don't think the people have the stomach for that. Okay. But the system fears that. And you can see the fear in all of these red flag laws and gun grabs of military grade weapons. They don't want to even think about a scenario where people, regular civilians, are armed with weapons that could hold off, you know, any kind of government military intervention. And whether, you know, whether they're going to do it or not, it's irrelevant. The system fears it.
Well, there's one more thing. And along the same lines, it's not just that the weapons in people's hands puts a check on, say, government or police power, but it also puts a check on criminal power, right? And we see from 2020 how Black Lives Matter riots, black criminality, was weaponized and utilized against white people in 2020, in the summer of love, George Floyd. And the only thing that was keeping the mobs from just busting into regular white people's houses was the knowledge that about half of white people have a gun in their house, and the mobs don't know which ones they are. Now, I went to Kenosha, Wisconsin, a year or two ago, and I talked to a shop owner right where, you know, where the riots had been that Kyle Rittenhouse became famous at. And, you know, we were talking about that very point. And he said, well, in Kenosha, he had a pawn shop an antique store. And you know, we were looking out the window and like half of these businesses were burned out. He said, well, the rioters knew where the guns were because the people were with guns were like standing on their own roof with the guns. And so the rioters stayed out of those places and they broke into the places that weren't where there weren't armed men standing around and burned them down. So
that's exactly what they don't want. They don't want young men like Rittenhouse, who have military grade weapons, who are very, very well trained. Rittenhouse was very well trained. If those videos that we see of him shooting the rioters that attacked him, that tried to kill him, and he acted. There's no one taking your place
since you've been gone. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
States.
With
anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Memory, your lifeline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the blues, just like a summer song. And stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
We have military-grade weapons. We're very, very well trained. Rittenhouse was very well trained. If those videos that we see of him shooting the rioters that attacked him, that tried to kill him, and he acted in self-defense, if those videos can be believed, he's very well trained. There's many, many people like him. These are the kind of people, Patrick, is what I'm putting forth in my theory. They want to enact these red flag laws against these type of people. They want to take their military-grade weapons and say that they're mentally unstable because of their political views.
Yeah,
I think that's one of the end games of releasing this, of quote unquote leaking this manifesto from the tranny shooter, right? And they're wanting to get as many right wingers on board as possible by saying, look, right wingers, this tranny targeted Christian children. Don't you think we need red flag laws? Yes, you do.
Well, if that's the case, and I don't know one way or another, but if that were the case, I think it's a miscalculation. It's not likely to work for them. If it's not the case, I think they're just trying to make the best that they can out of a bad situation. The thing is, with the Jewish power structure has put together a coalition that I think is ultimately unsustainable. And because there's too many internal conflicts, there's too many internal contradictions. But, you know, they did that, and maybe it worked short term. I don't think it's going to work long term. And so the idea that some people might think, well, we can, in order to achieve the objective of getting red flag laws passed, that we can utilize this particular shooting to get more support for the red flag laws. There might be some people who are thinking, well, that's a short-term objective. Let's do it, without fully considering that in the process of doing this, they might do damage to their whole to the other script that they have about whites being the ultimate terroristic threat in the United States, and non-white people and people of colors and trannies being the always being the victims. And I, if well, you know, that's what I'm saying.
I think you're right, but they can hold to both narratives. I mean, they are holding to both narratives. Nobody's really, that I've seen in the media, nobody's saying, oh, look at this tranny that shot up a National Christian School. Maybe trannies are unstable. They're going with, you know, people with right-wing views are unstable. People that are prior military are unstable. People that have PTSD from the Jewish wars in the Middle East are unstable. Oh. And that's they're going with both narratives. They're just pushing it and hoping it sticks. They're throwing the crap against the wall and hoping something sticks is what it looks like to me. And you're right. The scenario, it's a more likely scenario that in another similar Floyd situation, they would deploy shock troops like Antifa and BLM onto the populace before they would deploy the military. You know, I think that is a more likely scenario. And they want the less trained people with arms, with military grade arms as possible. They want the less of them as possible in these scenarios so that they can dominate, mostly white law abiding communities.
Okay. Well, now I know we're well into the show and you had something else on the agenda.
Well, I just wanted to point out, you know, I don't know a lot about Scott Ritter. Maybe you can fill me in, but one of my normie friends, he's becoming extremely red-pilled on the Israeli genocide of Palestinians. And he's emailing me and texting me like every day, telling me to check out various news articles and podcasts. He sent me something from Rumble. I've got a 4-minute clip of it. Maybe we can play it on your show tomorrow. But Ritter's being interviewed on Rumble, and over the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and some things that Ritter openly says I found very fascinating. Number one, the question is asked, why is America – oh, it's playing now. I'm just going to pause it. Why is America continuing to support Israel in this genocide? And Ritter offers the answer that the American Congress is bought off by Israel, and he mentions AIPAC. Right? He mentions that's the reason why America is still supporting Israel in this is because – and he says Israel bought them off. I mean, we know it's Jewish power. He doesn't get into the words Jewish power, but he says Israel bought off the Congress. I think that's very interesting because Scott Ritter seems to be a little bit normie, right-wing, mainstream. What do you know about Ritter and how significant are these comments that he made in this interview and other interviews?
Well, I know a lot about Ritter. I met him, too. I've talked to him. And he's in his early 60s. It comes from a family with a lot of military people. He joined the Marines. So he was in the Marines in the 1980s, going into the 1990s. He was involved in the first Gulf War. He was, I guess, a first lieutenant in the Marines, and he was an intelligence officer, and he was involved in, like, his unit's planning of what they were going to be doing in the Gulf War. Then he... after the war, there were inspections, UN inspections of Iraqi military facilities to look for chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons programs, and also, rocket programs. And he was a team leader. So now he's not a scientist, but he would lead a team of physicists, nuclear physicists and chemists and biologists and rocket scientists, and he would take them to the locations, and he, as a Marine, would say, okay, we need to gain access to this. So he would be the person who would be actually physically bringing the teams into these sites. So he was a weapons inspector. He was a team leader. And then after the 2003 invasion of Iraq under, you know, the second Iraq war, the one under George W. Bush, he was a very outspoken opponent of the war. And he came to fame at that time. And so he had a very high profile during the Iraq war. And he had a lot of credibility because he was a weapons inspector. And he was saying, you know, I took people to all these sites, and there weren't, you know, they did not have weapons programs. They were cooperating with weapons inspectors. This whole business about the WMD is a lie. It's a big lie. And he had a lot of credibility because of his past. And I guess I met him the war went on for years, and he came to my local library and gave a talk, and I talked to him afterwards. I got his email. And I didn't email him until some years later when I started going on David Duke's show, and I tried to invite him to David Duke's show, but he might have changed his, I never got a response from him. He might not have been using that email, but at any rate, so he's come back again. He actually had gotten lost. I don't want to, people, if they look up his Wikipedia, they're going to find this. He had been, I guess there'd been some sort of honeypot against him where he was emailing somebody that he thought was 17 years old. And so they arrested him for something having to do with that. Right. And he wound
because
up
because 17 year olds are children. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So anyway, so they put him away for a period of time on that, and that took away his voice. And of course, he was a very important voice, but he's come back really with a vengeance since this Ukraine war started. And he's, for the most part, been speaking really, really cogently. Sometimes, you know, Dr. Duke and I have our disagreements with the arguments he makes, but he's certainly on the right side of things. And over the past, well, these past 4 weeks since this business started in Gaza, he's gotten very hardcore. And, you know, he's been a frequent guest on a lot of podcasts that can still be on YouTube, right? And if you're on YouTube, it means you're not talking about Jewish power. But all of a sudden now he is coming right up to the line, if not over. He might be going over the line. And so he is exposing normies to certain information that maybe they didn't have before. So it's welcome. And Dr. Duke, he did a program on Scott Ritter within the past few days. I can't remember if it was his Monday show or Tuesday or Friday or what. But
the particular podcast I'm commenting on is on Rumble, and it's entitled "Warning: Israel Just Crossed the Line and Netanyahu is in Trouble." This is on the podcast Redacted with Clayton Morris. Clayton Morris being the interviewer, and it's just interesting that Ritter, you know, mentioned that Israel bought our Congress through AIPAC, and he also mentioned that one of the cabinet members that Netanyahu recently fired, who mentioned nuking Gaza, he mentioned that he was fired possibly because he was admitting that Israel had nukes, which, I mean, that shouldn't be like a big revelation, but to say it openly like that, I guess, is a big thing. Who do you remember the guy that Netanyahu fired?
Yeah, he's the minister of heritage, so yeah. He's not directly involved in war policy. And what was his name? His last name also ends in Yahoo, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember the full name.
The point that I'm bringing out is that people are talking about this. They have to talk about it. This genocide, these war crimes can't be hidden as they've been in the last 20, 30, 40, 60 years, because everybody's walking around with a highly sophisticated pocket camera and they're, you know, in the form of a cell phone. And this stuff is being put out online and people are noticing the travesty of this. And so, you know, another thing this guy mentioned, Jonathan Pollard, he didn't go to the USS Liberty. I was waiting for that, but he didn't go there. But he's basically saying that if I could just phrase it in blue collar working class, grab a beer when you come from work lingo, you know, Scott Ritter was saying, yeah, America is basically Israel's bitch because Israel has bought off the congressmen and the politicians. And that's true. I mean, that's as close as you're going to get to, you know, saying Jewish power without saying Jewish power.
Yeah. And okay, so first of all, the Redacted podcast, this is a high production value. I guess it's a daily show. And Dr. Duke watches it. So he's always referring, I don't watch it. And it's a little bit too normy for me, but, But it, you know, it's high production value. And I guess during the COVID days, the corona apocalypse, they probably were putting out a lot of good information. They probably were having people like, Robert Malone, was that his name? And a lot of these people who were putting out good information. So Dr. Duke has been following that podcast, and he's been very encouraged by what Scott Ritter has to say. Scott Ritter, I saw him. He was on Alexander Mercurius's podcast, which is what I've been following. And he was getting very, very animated and excited. And he was saying, look, Israel, if you've lost me, then you've lost. Because I was pro-Israel. I don't remember him being particularly pro-Israel. But he was saying that, you know, he trained with Israeli officers. He worked with Israeli military. And he's always been pro-Israeli. But you've lost me. You've lost me because you're for genocide. So you've lost me. And if you've lost me, you've lost. So that's what he was saying.
Commentators... You know, Clayton Morrison, the other commentator, the female commentator on this redacted podcast, I mean, they were talking even after Ritter left the interview about how, you know, Ritter brought up that it's the MO of Israel to do collective punishment on civilians, you know, for what they saw as the aggression of Hamas. And it just was fascinating to me. This was some sort of a normie podcast. I thought I was listening to, you know, Alex Jones or something. Not even Alex Jones, but even something.
No, not Alex Jones. Oh, not Alex Jones. No, it's the Chi-Coms and the Nazis.
Chi-Coms.
No, my grandpa, they fought the Nazis, and my dad had Jewish friends.
Well, what I'm getting at is that even normie podcasts are talking about this, and the talking points are getting out there. And I mean, Israel and Jewish power is up for debate and discussion now. And yeah, that's a major thing. And I think we're seeing a shift in the whole global political paradigm in what you can and can't talk about on these things.
So you made a really important point about the cell phone cameras and the connectivity to the internet. So they cannot control the images the way they could. You know, even in, say, 2009, where they had Operation Cast Lead, which was similar to what they're doing to Gaza now. They were just pancaking buildings, bombing. It wasn't quite this scale. This is a really ferocious scale, but it was a big deal. And you know, YouTube was a pretty new thing then. 2006, they had another orgy of violence against Gaza. 2006, I think, was that the year YouTube came out. Maybe YouTube had been around for a little bit, but certainly. You know, you go back to the Iraq invasion and whatnot. It was just the mainstream media could control images way better than it can now. Now it can't, because not only are these images out there, but young people in particular, nobody watches the mainstream media. Nobody watches ABC, CNN, CBS, except for boomers. I'm sorry to say, nobody watches them. So you got that, and that's an important thing. There's a couple other important things. One is, was I was mentioning earlier, the coalition that Jewish power cobbled together really is unsustainable, and it includes all these internal contradictions, both in, you know, membership in the coalition and also the narratives and issues they care about. So they got all these, especially these, what, like fat, tattooed girls with nose rings and purple hair, I'm sorry to say, who are like all anti-white and they all oppose racism and everything. And so they've got all the girls and I guess some boys on college campuses are all up in arms because white supremacist Israelis are bombing, are killing brown Palestinians.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't so that something?
I know, it's something. But these are the people. And you know,
sometimes when your hopes have all been shattered, there's no way to turn. You wonder how you keep going. Think of all the things that really matter, and the chances you
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Supremacist Israelis are bombing, are killing brown Palestinians.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't that something?
I know, it's something. But these are the people, and you know, and these people who are demonstrating are getting, they're getting shut down. They are going on blacklists. You know, the Jewish donors to the school are sending around cameras and doxing these people and sending their names to prospective employers. So, you know, that's not a sustainable thing. One other point is that Israel has been able to get away with everything it's gotten away with on the basis of being the spoiled brat who's got the parent, the world's only superpower wrapped around their little finger. Well, here's the thing. It's not the world's only superpower anymore. And so the everything, Israel's its exemption from international laws and norms of behavior was predicated on protection from a Zio-American superpower, and the not just the Israeli policy, but Ukrainian policy and anti-white policy and all this stuff has weakened America, both militarily and then just in terms of its internal cohesion economically. To the extent that this is not a superpower anymore, the the power and protection of the United States is no longer enough to give Israel carte blanche. And they didn't realize it quick enough. They could have, if they had actually negotiated something in good faith, they could have imposed a really horrible deal on the Palestinians, who, say, 5 years ago, and Palestinians might have taken it. But now, as this goes on, the longer this goes on, any deal that's going to be acceptable and that the Palestinians feel that they, you know, that is the best they can do, it's going to be way worse for the Israelis. The Israelis, I don't see them holding on to their settlements. They could have kept their settlements. You know, they've got 700,000 people in the West Bank. They could have kept almost all those settlements if they had made a deal a few years ago. I don't see them keeping those. After having destroyed the homes of a million people, how can they then say, oh, well, you can't take away the homes of these settlers who are there illegally? Right. I think they've already lost that. And the longer this goes on, the more they're going to lose, just like with Ukraine.
By the way, the guy that Netanyahu suspended from, it was the heritage minister. His name is Amihai Eliyahu. And yeah, that's basically the name Elijah in English. Okay. Eliyahu. Okay. Eli. Yeah,
okay. That's okay. Yeah. Right. And Netanyahu is Nathan in English.
Yeah. Netanyahu is gift of Yahweh. People say Yahweh, yeah, but Yahweh is not correct.
Yeah.
Because it's YHVW, not YHWH. Yeah.
It's the same name as Nathaniel or Nathan.
So Eliyahu is Elijah.
Okay, Elijah.
Eli or God Almighty. And then Yehu is Yahweh or YHVH, the personal name of God. Anyway, it's basically Elijah is the name of the guy. He was in the far right party in the coalition government. Now he's suspended from cabinet meetings for talking about nuking Gaza. I guess because he's openly saying Israel has nukes. I don't know. We're coming up close to the show.
We are. We're at the end of the show.
So let's continue this on the other side. I'm going to go pick up Zyklon T, and we'll pick it up with Patrick and Jeremy Part 2 on the other.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.